Talks on the formation of local councils are being held around the country in the wake of the weekend elections. While local groups and independent candidates traditionally won the most votes in the regions, the ANO party of the ruling coalition, which entered the Czech political scene as an alternative to the established parties, dominated in most of the big cities, including Prague. The outcome has led many to consider whether the established parties are losing their grip on Czech politics. I asked political analyst Jiří Pehe for his take on the matter.
I think that in general we have seen the trend of turning away from established parties in the Czech Republic for several years. And in municipal elections as well as Senate elections, this trend is more apparent. On the other hand, of course, municipal elections are very specific in that they actually represent kind of elections in which people tend to vote for various associations and movements rather than for political parties, especially on in small towns and villages. We now see that this trend of voting for movements and actually turning away from traditional parties has been sort of elevated to a higher level, and we have seen it in some larger cities, but I would not make any radical conclusions based on that. I think that we still have to wait and see whether this trend holds in parliamentary elections, because that's where we can actually say that this trend has affected also the central level of Czech politics.
On the one hand, these elections have been a success for the coalition parties. On the other hand, will not ANO's growing strength threaten the cohesion of the coalition government?
I think that the elections have turned out to be a good outcome for the entire ruling coalition, because none of the ruling parties can say that they lost or that they actually won a victory that would humiliate the other coalition partners. So we can say that certainly the movement ANO succeeded on the level of big towns, whereas the Social Democrats succeeded on the level of smaller towns and villages, and also in Senate elections. The Christian Democrats were very successful in small towns and villages, and the number of mandates they gained actually is clearly a success, and they defeated both of their coalition partners in that respect. So none of the parties lost, and that of course will be interpreted as something that strengthens the coalition, and certainly if this election has any impact or will have any impact on Czech politics, then it will actually make the coalition more firm, because it seems to me that the predictions that the elections could rock the ruling coalition has failed.
Historically, we've seen the lowest turnout, 44%. To what do you ascribe this?
Well, one can, of course, make a number of observations about the low electoral turnout. One of them would be that, in general, in Europe, we see low electoral turnouts in municipal elections and in general in other types of elections as well. And we could simply say that Czech Republic is becoming an established democracy in which people feel that they don't really have to vote. There was no big issue in this in these elections that would mobilize people. So that may be another reason for the low electoral turnout. Finally, I think that it seems to me that people are less ready to vote for these various movements and civic associations than for established political parties. Many of them simply stay at home and prefer to watch the electoral outcome rather than being actively involved.